USA News. I'm Skip Kelly. Representative Andy Kim, Democrat from New Jersey, announced Saturday he would challenge Senator Bob Menendez, also a Democrat from New Jersey, in the state's Democratic primary ahead of the 2024 election. Kim is among the growing number of Democrats calling for Menendez to resign following a federal indictment for alleged corruption. Menendez was charged Friday with allegedly agreeing to use his official position to benefit New Jersey businessmen and Egypt's government in exchange for hundreds of thousands of dollars of bribes. The indictment also charges Menendez's wife Nadine and the three businessmen in the years-long bribery scheme. Mexico has reached an agreement with the United States to help curb the number of migrants crossing the border.
A record-breaking 233,000 people crossed the border illegally in August. Jeff Van Drew, a Republican from New Jersey and member of the House Judiciary Committee, told Fox News there's only one reason Democrats would do this.
They want to flood these people in here. They eventually want to give these people the right to vote, and they eventually want to increase the Electoral College in their favor.
Corey Myers reporting. Ophelia weakened into a post-tropical cyclone late Saturday night as the storm continues to move north. Maximum sustained winds have decreased to near 35 miles per hour with higher gusts. Ophelia's remnants will move north-northeast, generally up the I-95 corridor, before exiting offshore Sunday night. Little change in strength is forecast during the next day or so. This morning, at approximately 10:52 Eastern Daylight Time, a container with surface samples from the near-Earth asteroid Bennu successfully landed on Earth. The container, which was from a spacecraft, OSIRIS-REx, the first U.S. mission to bring back samples from an asteroid to Earth. Through the Bennu asteroid sample, scientists hope to learn more about the origins of our solar system and our planet, as well as how life on Earth might have formed. This is USA News.
Would you like to hear better for as little as 10 cents a day? Now you can, with the all-new Audion hearing aids. The average hearing aid lasts about 3 years. Ours, at only $99 a pair, means you're paying as little as 10 cents a day to hear better. And to make things even better, we'll give you a 45-day money-back guarantee. Skip the doctor and get hearing aids delivered straight to your door. We've eliminated all the middlemen to offer you a factory direct price of only $99 a pair. Join over 300,000 people just like you who took advantage of our 45-day trial offer. Now you can hear better too for just 10 cents a day. Call now and order your $99 pair of Audion hearing aids with a 45-day money-back guarantee. Plus, get free 3 to 5 day shipping.
800-479-8524. 800-479-8524. 800-479-8524. That's 800-479-8524.
A house in New Jersey exploded Friday night, sending 5 people to the hospital. The house in West Milford suffered heavy damage. This neighbor tells PIX 11 News about the destruction.
There's nothing left. I mean, it's completely level right to the foundation. Parts of it laying all over the roof, glass, debris, like 2 blocks down on top of one guy's house.
The cause of the explosion is under investigation. No word on the condition of the people who went to the hospital. California's ban on magazines that hold more than 10 rounds of ammunition has been ruled unconstitutional by a federal judge who says it violates the Second Amendment rights of firearms owners. The judge ruled that the state's ban went too far by preventing people from using magazines for lawful purposes such as self-defense. California's attorney general plans to seek a stay while appealing the decision to the 9th U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals. Encounters with illegal immigrants at the southwest border are up 27% from July to August, and that's according to the latest numbers from Customs and Border Protection. The increase was driven mostly by apprehensions. Officials largely attribute the rising numbers to smuggling networks. And United Auto Workers are now striking from California to Pennsylvania.
UAW President Sean Fain urged workers in 20 states to join picket lines, focusing on GM and Stellantis parts suppliers. Fain clarified that the union will not call for additional strikes at Ford, as that company has demonstrated a genuine commitment to reaching a deal. I'm John Schaefer.
And I'm Skip Kelly, USA News.
With no fees or minimums and no overdraft fees, banking with Capital One is the easiest decision in the history of decisions. Kind of like choosing Derek Jeter as the pinch hitter for your baseball team.
Jeter, you're in. We need a home run.
I'll give it a try. I've swung a bat once or twice.
That's out of here.
Yep, even easier than that. With no fees or minimums and no overdraft fees, is it even a decision? That's banking reimagined. What's in your wallet?
Terms apply. See CapitalOne.com/bank for details. Capital One and a member FDIC.